Hi, I'm Claire.
And I'm Tanner. Today we're talking about Arrival, the 2016 sci-fi film. We're asking the question that what if time and even language could be sacred? We will organize our conversation through five main parts.
Arrival follows Louise Banks, a woman well-educated on foreign languages, brought in to communicate with aliens. As she learns their language, she starts to experience time differently. The story becomes less about first contact and more about memory, grief, choice, and what it means to be human.
We'll be using ideas from Mike King's Luminous, the spiritual life on film, to explore how Arrival might actually be a kind of spiritual experience. In our first session, we'll be talking about Mike King and the sacred in film.
Mike King says some films are luminous. They don't just show spiritual moments, they make us feel them. He separates religion, which is organized and communal, from spirituality, which is personal and about transformation.
And film, he argues, is especially good at showing transformation. A luminous film doesn't just tell a story, but it also shifts your perspective while you're watching the film.
That's exactly what happens to Louise. As she learns the alien language, her whole idea of time changes.
It's more than learning, it's awakening. She becomes someone new, and we feel that change with her.
So through Mike King's lens, Arrival isn't a story about aliens, it's about encountering something sacred.
In the second section, we'll talk about time as sacred. That ties into Marcia Elliott's idea of sacred versus ordinary time. Ordinary time moves to the past, present, future. Sacred time just is.
And in Arrival, once Louise understands the alien language, she starts living in that sacred kind of time. She sees her daughter's life and death as already present.
But sacred time doesn't make her life easier. If anything, it makes it more painful. She knows what's coming and still chooses it.
That's a powerful kind of acceptance. Not trying to change the future, but just saying yes to it. That's what makes it spiritual.
In our third session, we'll be talking about religion, language, and transformation. Let's talk about language. In Arrival, language isn't just about communication. It literally changes how Louise sees the world.
That lines up with religious traditions where sacred words like scripture or chants are seen as powerful. Sometimes they're even believed to shape reality.
Like, in the beginning was the word from the Bible, or Om in Hinduism, the idea that language creates or reveals something deeper.
For Louise, learning the alien language is like a kind of initiation. She has to let go of how she used to think.
And it's not just mental, it changes who she is. She is someone who can hold both love and loss at once, and still chooses to live fully. In our fourth section, we'll talk about how film makes it spiritual.
This is where King's idea of luminous cinema really fits. Arrival doesn't just tell us Louise is changing, but it also makes us feel it.
The editing, the music, the way time loops visually, it all pulls us into her perspective.
There's that one moment when she fully sees her daughter's future. That's the shift. It hits emotionally, not just intellectually.
Mike King would say that's a spiritual moment. It's not about belief, it's about experience.
And that's what makes Arrival feel like a sacred film. It doesn't give answers, it asks the big questions and invites us to feel them too.
Our fifth and final section is our final thoughts.
In conclusion, Arrival reflects King's ideas that film can be spiritual. It uses time, language, and transformation to bring us into contact with something sacred.
And through Elliott's lens, Louise's non-linear time experience is a kind of sacred time. Her transformation is almost like a spiritual conversion.
Which means Arrival isn't just a science fiction film, it's a luminous, emotional, deeply human story.
Thanks for listening. I'm Tanner.
And I'm Claire.
See you next time.